welcome to the ninth season of Travel Itch Radio, the show that lets you scratch your lust for travel from the friendly confines of your home. I'm your host, Dan Schlossberg, along with my beautiful and talented new co-host, Keita Roberts, also known as Girl Carnivore because of her creative and colorful culinary expertise. Every week at this time, we bring you inside the world of travel, from hotels and tours to cruise ships, planes, trains, and things you can eat or read on your trip. Listen live on iTunes or blogtalkradio.com, or check out the show later on Facebook, blogtalkradio.com, or my website, danschlossberg.net. Tonight, in the 350th milestone edition of Travel Itch Radio, our special guest is my longtime friend, Jay Smith, owner-operator of Sports Travel and Tours, the official tour operator of the Baseball Hall of Fame. Welcome back, Jay, to Travel Itch Radio.
Thanks for having me, Dan, and hi, Keita. It's an exciting week, and we are ready to rock and roll.
I believe that for sure. You know, fans of all sports have a friend in Sports Travel and Tours, which finds seats and hotel rooms for such events as the Super Bowl, World Series, Kentucky Derby, and various All-Star games. Now that you know, Jay, how many new members will go into the Baseball Hall of Fame announced a couple of days ago, are you off and running with your preparations?
Well, we're off and running. We're well past the preparation stage. We knew in any given year there's sometimes not the shoe-in as we know Derek Jeter was to be. So we got started actually right after last year's induction in August, and we were pretty much ready to get everything rolling in pretty much the beginning of September. So we have we've already been well in preparation stage, and now it's the phones have been ringing crazy this week. We did have a lot of pre-booked prior to this. As a matter of fact, hundreds. We're probably going to actually, by the end of this week, tip over 1,000 people that are already pre-done, pre-booked, and ready to go if it was leaving tomorrow.
Wow.
Wow. Peter? With longtime Yankees captain Derek Jeter heading the list of new members, do you expect a record crowd? I understand that the old record is 82,000 for Cal Ripken and Tony Gwynn.
You know, I think what's going to happen, it's an interesting question. I do think it will exceed Ripken and Gwynn's year, and that was indeed a big year. Most of those folks, they did either have to fly in, of course, if they were from the West Coast. Ripken fans really stretched around the country, although people from Maryland could indeed drive up if they were, you know, at that point, diehard Oriole fans. Jeter is kind of falls into the same category as Cal Ripken, in my view. He was a baseball man. Everybody, you know, if you hated the Yankees, you still had to appreciate and love the way Derek Jeter played the game. So I think we will exceed the attendance record, and it's all going to come down to how many people in the New York area who aren't going to necessarily be participating on our travel program, although we have a lot of people coming in from New York or New Jersey because we just make it easy, which we'll talk probably a little bit further in this little bit of time we have. There may be people who just get up on Sunday morning that week and say, you know what, or that weekend and say, hey, it's going to be nice out. We hear Derek Jeter's getting inducted. Let's just go. And I think we're going to actually see another kind of semi-mini Woodstock. And for those people listening might not remember what Woodstock was, it was backed up for miles and miles and miles for people to get off the local roads, and I think that's going to probably happen again. I think that they're going to eventually have to close down the smaller local roads getting into Cooperstown off of the highway just because the crowds are going to just be enormous.
Well, Jay, a lot of Yankee fans I know would love to go, but they're afraid of the crowds, the traffic, and the hassles of finding seating in hotels. How does Sports Travel and Tours solve those problems?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, we're done pre-planning. We have everything all set. So the nice part for people joining us, they sit back and just enjoy themselves. Their only job is to get to on Friday of that weekend, which is July 24th, either fly in or drive in to we have a host of hotels in and around Oneonta, Albany area. We do stretch out to Utica. We also are at Turning Stone Casino. We have another casino property in Schenectady area. So all of our programs start on Friday, And the only responsibility that folks have is to get in on Friday. And once you're in with us, you sit back, relax, and we take care of everything there afterwards. So you don't have to worry about your hotels, your admission to the hall. As a matter of fact, one of the beautiful things is having our lanyard and being able to go into the back door of the hall in the library entrance and not have to stand online in the front of the building to even, you could be there for probably an hour or two just to be able to get in the door to buy a ticket. Yet if you're on our program, you literally just walk into the Hall of Fame through the back entrance. So we take care of all of the logistics, Dan, and you're one person who knows that. Being with us for years and years, it's just we make it easy and hassle-free. And if there's any year that people are going to, especially fans of the players that are getting in, if you're going to go this year, I highly would encourage people to join us on one of our already prepackaged programs. You will definitely appreciate that you were with us by the time you're done.
Jay, with such big crowds anticipated for this year, people want to know how close are the seats at the actual induction ceremony?
Well, we have two different, actually, seating areas, Dan. There's a section in front of the stage that is fenced off. We call it the VIP section. It is where all the players, the family, the media sit, and we do have a certain amount of seats available to us in this area. It's a fairly still large space, but it is, it's got separate seating. We've got waters. It's not as congested as being out in what we call, the grassy area outside the fence. We kind of call it the infield and the outfield. But that area as well, where people are outside the fence in the general admission area, we actually go in and set up we're entitled because we are the official travel company of the hall. We actually set up chairs. They're little folding camping chairs, and we set those up so you actually have a pre-reserved seat in this open area. And if you're not with us on a program, you show up Sunday at 11 or 12 o'clock ready for the 1:30 ceremony, you're going to be out way out in the field. It's just if people are listening, it's just a big, wide open kind of a cornfield that's got a big, huge grassy area. There's corn on the backside of one spot. There's a rolling hill on the other side, and the rest of it's just this big open field. And if you're not there with us, you're definitely going to be, if you arrive that day, you're definitely going to be way out. So we get in as close as we possibly can, having the access we do, being the official licensed travel company of the hall.
And Jay, with Walker also going in, do you anticipate big crowds from St. Louis, Montreal, Milwaukee, Boston?
I think the crowd right now is going to be more geared towards Larry Walker being, the first coming from getting in from Denver. I think that's going to be the draw, along with Yankee fans. And Yankee fans are literally, the Yankees are indeed a national team, even not an international team for that matter. I think we will get some overflow folks from St. Louis and coming in from much of the other cities that you mentioned. I think people may very well want to just be there for the event. I mean, this is really the event of the year. This is just a monster induction. So if you're anything of any kind of baseball fan, not necessarily team related, and you want to be at the major event of an induction, this is the year, obviously, to come. So I think we're going to get a smattering of all the cities with the where the inductees are coming from. I would venture to guess the New York metro area right now for us, Florida, Texas. Most of the time, the bigger states, Dan, populated states, we get the same. We kind of follow the same trend. We have more people from the Florida, New York, New Jersey, California, Illinois, those types of, because those are where the bigger populated cities and states are anyway. So it's we get more people from those places than we do, let's say, coming from Iowa as an example. But baseball fans are baseball fans, and they will travel. So we're really excited.
Awesome. Well, I have a bit of a math question for you. Let's say your typical bus holds about 50 people. How many buses are you expecting to use this year?
We've been asked that question a few times with our partnership. Right now, we have the capacity at the moment of 40. So if you do some basic math, 40 times 50, we do have the capacity right now of about 2,000 travelers. And we're already, we're just about halfway through that now, and the announcement was just made a couple of days ago. So I think we're on target. We're probably on target to hit that number and possibly even exceed it. Keeping in mind that, as you just suggested, 50 people is what fits on a motor coach, give or take a few. Every program that we have has a one person who hosts it to make sure everything's running smoothly. And to all of the people who are on that particular departure and hotel that they're at, that's all that really matters to those travelers. So it really doesn't matter how many bus loads we have. We coordinate it properly. We have an ebb and flow of arrivals and departures, so everybody is indeed arriving, departing at different, you know, couple of minutes apart. We have the system down fairly well, but we are, that's what our capacity is at this point. Great question.
Awesome. And so you did say that you have a tour host on every bus. And I know that there are some regulars like Dan who come year after year. But did you have to have add on some new rookies to help tour hosting this year for 2020?
We didn't have to bring on rookies. What we did was in anticipation of Jeter specifically getting in. We already kind of doubled up last year for the induction we ran last year. So a lot of our programs, we did indeed have additional hosts last year that were in kind of a training mode. I also have access in my career being the chairperson of NTA, which is a National Tour Association, and being involved in numerous other groups and organizations. I have a lot of colleagues. Many have already actually participated with us that run other travel companies. They have the summer available at certain points in time, and they can give me, you know, 4 or 5 days of a program. And I have experts who run their own travel companies who surely are happy to come in and support our efforts as well. So there's not a lack of any experience whatsoever. And we also run through an orientation, a staff meeting for prior to everybody even getting into the program. And we actually run the route with all of our hosts, even if they've been with me for 10 or 20 years, or like Dan has been. Dan, how many for you now?
This will be number
how
seven.
Many years is it? Number seven. So even for people who've been with us 7, 8, 10, 15, 20 years, we still come in early. We run the route. We do everything in preparation of expecting the travelers coming in on Friday the 24th.
And now you did just say you have a lot of connections on finding people, but I'm just a little bit curious. I mean, how do you find particular hosts? Are most of these people like teachers or professors that may have off in the summer, or how does that work?
Well, we do get a lot of teachers and people who do have the summers. We also do have people who are in the regular work world. They're baseball fans or sports fans. We have a lot of past travelers who have traveled with us where they go on a program. They're regular paying customers. They have a great time, and they get done from a program with us, and they most often within the next week, they call or contact us and say, oh my God, this was like one of the greatest things I've ever done. How do I get involved? I would love to participate in something like this. So many of our tour hosts, as we do call them, have been with us as customers. And I can't ask for actually anything better, because at that point, they actually know the program from both sides. They understand it from the training as the tour hosting side, and then they surely understand it as their experience when they traveled, you know, as a fan and as a customer. So we love people who have actually participated in the past to join us. So they literally come from all walks of life, Gita. They just are interested. I always tell people they only need two qualities to be able to join us. They need to be able to count to 50, and they need to be able to smile. The rest of it, we can train and share with them as far as how to run the program and what to do. The logistics are we have down internally fairly well as to how we operate, and the rest of it is just it's a person-to-person type of a program, and that's what we do as a company. We like to make people our tagline is we as far as we're concerned internally is we create fun for others. And that's what we do. It's a great, if you have to be in business and you have to do something in life, it's a great way to go.
I'll vouch for that. And you do a very thorough job, too. As one of his tour hosts for 7 years, I can vouch for that. Very, very thorough, even with those of us that have been there year after year. And it's much appreciated. Jay, for our listeners who don't know, what about your passengers? Are they singles, families, friends traveling together whose love of baseball is a common denominator?
The love of baseball is totally the common denominator, and we really run across that gamut. It is singles, it's families, it's friends, it's three women who went to college together, and they might have played on the softball team, and they want to have a reunion. It could be grandparents with sons or daughters and grandkids. It could be single guy. You name it. We have it. I mean, it's just a matter of the beauty of what we do, no matter what program people are traveling with us on, is they have one common thing and one passion. It's the love of the sport that they're coming to see or the players that they're looking, coming to an induction. It doesn't really matter where everybody's from because they have one love, and it's that passion that's burning. It's one difference between I'm concerned, it's one of the major things that differentiates what we do as a sports travel company and then a regular travel company that does great things and sees great things, but it doesn't have that same passion inside, that burning, that yearning of the player or the team that you grew up rooting for and that you're a fan of. It's kind of really special.
We're talking with Jay Smith of Sports Travel and Tours. Keita, take your next question.
Many of your passengers stay in or around the Marriott or Wolf Road in Albany and then ride back and forth to Cooperstown. Does that system work well because of its proximity to the airport in Albany?
Yeah, it's really as far as Albany as the gateway location, it's really where you do need to fly. People are flying in. That's the place where they need to fly into. It's got the best access as far as airlift. We do have sometimes people will fly into New York or Boston, and then they'll make their way either by Amtrak or a car rental or something of that nature. But most of our travelers who are flying in from wherever their hometown is are indeed flying into Albany. And it is a pretty good hub and spoke area. It's a fairly harmless hour and 15 minutes, hour and 20 minutes into Cooperstown. And the reason why I say, Keita, it's harmless is you get on the motor coach in the morning, you had breakfast, you're ready to go, you haven't been to Cooperstown, or even if you have, you're excited about the day, everybody's buzzing, and we have an intro on the way in. It's a beautiful drive through farmland and just up the piece of upstate New York that's kind of special. And by the time people get a little on the antsy side, we're making the left turn off of the local road, and we're heading down through Otsego Lake and into Cooperstown. And the views in the lake are just absolutely breathtaking. And by the time you start to get a little antsy, we're there. And it's the same thing kind of in reverse. Is once the day is done, you had a wonderful day, you're tired, you get on the coach, you're chatting away, everybody's talking about what they bought or who they saw or what players that they got a peek of or the Hall of Fame, and within like 20 minutes everybody's exhausted and they're out cold, and the drive back home again is pretty simple.
You're listening to Travel Itch Radio with Dan Schlossberg and Keita Roberts. Listen live on iTunes or blogtalkradio.com, or check out the archive show on Facebook. Keita?
Jay, listeners need to know how much free time when they're planning a trip like this that they're going to have in Cooperstown to see all the baseball souvenir shops, to explore the Hall of Fame gallery and museums. Does your schedule allow for that?
It sure does. Saturday, when we get everybody into town, which is between generally or about 9:15 to 10 o'clock in the morning, you have the whole rest of the day on your own in Cooperstown. So you're really free just to roam the streets, eat, go into the hall. You can go into the hall in and out, so you don't have to go in and then worry. If you want to go in and leave, you can surely do that. So there's plenty of free time on Saturday. There are the awards in the afternoon at 4:30 that pretty much take up the – if you do want to attend, it's not mandatory, and that's at Doubleday Field. And then there's the parade at 6 o'clock that comes through the center of town. The other time, there's also some free time Sunday morning, because we do get everybody up into the induction site, which is outside of town, generally at around also 10 o'clock-ish. And you don't have to be back. The induction doesn't actually start till 1:30. So if you're back in your seats at around 1, that's a nice part of being with us too, is the seats are blocked in for you already. So you don't have, you can go back into town if you want for a couple of hours and then still make your way back to the induction site. There are shuttle buses that actually bring you from the induction site down back into town if you want. And then we also have a program, Keita, that stays over till Monday for the event Monday morning. It's the Legends of the Round Table, where the inductees get an opportunity to kind of let their hair down, so to speak. And there's a Q&A. It's up at the Clark Center now. And people have the afternoon after that event, which is done at about 11:30, quarter to 12. We're there for the rest of the afternoon. So anybody who wants to expand their trip and include Monday, which is a different option, they can indeed do that and get more free time in Cooperstown as well on Monday. So there is plenty of time to be able to. It is crowded, but it's definitely time to go and explore.
Well, good, Jay. I have a question about Cooperstown as the culinary half of this broadcast team. Just real quick, are there any good places to eat in Cooperstown, or travel sports tourist passengers insist, like hot dogs, hamburgers, ballpark food?
There's more than just hamburgers and hot dogs. Most of the shops along Main Street in Cooperstown, and it's only a few blocks long. A lot of the restaurants do put out hamburgers, hot dogs, sausages right out on the street, so you can pick things up rather quickly. There's a number of takeout restaurants, and then there's a number of just restaurants if you can get a table, obviously, where you can sit and enjoy. There's also a beautiful spot down at the lake. There's a couple of restaurants just down the hill. People would like to go and sit at the beauty of the lake. They can do that as well. So there's plenty of places as far as eating. It's not normally an issue. On Saturday, Sunday, up at the induction site, there are indeed there's food there. It's not that easy to get to at all, because it's crowded and it's a big space, but there is indeed food up at the induction site as well.
Awesome. Well, we're talking with Jay Smith of Sports Travel and Tours. Dan.
Jay, to me, the best thing about induction weekend is seeing stars on the street, either selling autographs at special tables or just walking around. Should sports, travel, and tourist people plan to bring cameras and autograph books?
Cameras, definitely. Autograph books, I wouldn't bring anything all too large if you want to bring something along with you. There are definitely players. There's a lot of the shops along Main Street as well bring in the players as a promotional piece, and they do indeed charge, so they're not just sitting there and signing away. There are times where people will bump into players that are just on the street enjoying themselves in town, just like the travelers are enjoying themselves. So bringing anything to sign, you surely can do that. You just have to remember that the larger things that you bring, you do have to carry them around with you, because there's really nowhere to put things, anything overly large, if you are carrying it in with you. So I would keep that limited as far as size goes.
And one celebrity your passengers are sure to meet is Al Clark, a great guy who spent 26 years as a major league umpire. His stories are priceless. I co-authored his autobiography, but his sense of humor is even better. In fact, I hear you're bringing Al to London for the two-game Cubs-Cardinals series scheduled this season.
Yeah, we have actually Al does have some amazing stories to tell. He's got a heck of a large personality to go with it, and he's a pleasure to have. People just love the stories. We do have a couple of programs that Al does have a presentation and then a Q&A to boot, and he's a hoot and a half and does make people surely feel special when you're engaging with him. And he will be down at our booth on Main Street as well throughout this stay. And Al will indeed head to London. It's not it is for the two games. It is a longer program. It's a 5-day program that leaves. It's July 11th this year, which is Thursday through Monday. It does have a couple of games, and it is an exciting program. If anybody hasn't been to London, it's a great place to be.
And Al, I know you're hanging on, so quick hello to Travelwitch Radio listeners.
Hey, Jay, you guys are doing a great job. It's a pleasure to be around with you guys, for sure.
Hey,
well, we look forward to having you. We're going to have you on a separate show. I'll talk to you about that. But thank you so much for everything you do.
You're certainly welcome, Danny, and you too.
Okay, back to Jay. Keita, you got a question for Jay.
I do. I'm dying to know where else, speaking of London, since that's global, sports travel and tours are offering for 2020, both baseball and other sports. And can you handle groups of all sizes?
We can. We actually have a corporate incentive program going out next week over Super Bowl weekend. And instead of going to the Super Bowl, they're actually doing it in Aruba. And that's a group of about 200 people. Anywhere from two people, individuals, upwards of however size the group that people may have. And our slogan is any game, any place, any time for pretty much almost every sport. And we have a host. We have all the big major classic events, the Kentucky Derbies and the Super Bowls, the Final Fours, all the traditional big events. And we do run a host of other programs. We're doing Notre Dame this year against Navy for football in Ireland and expanding that trip. Getting a week in Ireland on top of it. And we've got our baseball road trip programs, which were all cool, getting to different ballparks. And we got so many people whose goal in life is to get to every ballpark in the country. And that's just a part of what we do is just fascinating.
That Ireland game sounds amazing. We're talking with Jay Smith of Sports, Travel, and Tours.
And Jay's got to wrap it up in a couple of minutes, but for Hall of Fame Induction Weekend, your passengers get all kinds of extras, pins, postcards, even copies of USA Today Sports Weekly's induction preview. And they also have the option of choosing assorted add-ons like games in Yankee Stadium and Fenway. Tell us quickly about the different choices your passengers have.
Yeah, we do have a program. It's called the Induction Plus, which is and another one that's the New York Induction Plus. So instead of just the induction weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you can come into New York prior to and catch the Yankees and the Mets. And then we have another program that actually on the backside of the trip, on Monday after the induction weekend, you can head to Fenway Park. So it does New York, Cooperstown, and Fenway, or you can come back to Citi Field as well. And those actually are multi-day programs that go for 5 and 6 days. And thank you for asking about those. They're really pretty cool other than just the induction weekend itself.
Okay, Keita, ask him about what's coming up, you know, for Cooperstown, what's going on. There's a question a little bit down the script.
Yep, you got it. I was already there. So
good.
Cooperstown is an easy, less than 4 hours drive from New York, but fans think they can drive up for the day. Maybe sorry. So Greyhound used to have their slogan, leave that driving to us, but Sports Travels and Tours could save it today, and they offer a lot more too. Jay, how does Travel Itch Radio listeners learn more about booking with Sports Travel and Tours? How about your website or a toll-free phone number?
Well, our website is just like our name. It's Sports Travel and A&D. tours.com, and our 800 line is 888. I'm sorry, we actually have a special line. It's 800-662-4424, and being hooked up to the Hall of Fame, it's 888-310-HALL, 888-310-HALL, and that is open all day long, and we're happy to help people and make it easy and hassle-free.
And, of course, with Jeter officially in, your phone is ringing off the hook, as you said. Is there anything we haven't asked you you'd like to add?
I think just if anybody wants to participate and go this year, don't wait. The hotels are at a minimum right now. We are booking every day. We pretty much are taking almost a busload of bookings every day at this point since the announcement. It's going to continue that way. So, you know, do it now. Don't wait. It's a once-in-a-lifetime event, once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, whether you're Jeter fans, sports fans, Larry Walker fans, Simmons fans, come along and do it now because you never know what tomorrow may bring.
Well put. And our special guest tonight has been Jay Smith, owner-operator of Sports Travel and Tours, official tour operator of the Hall of Fame. Thanks, Jay, for being our guest on Travel Itch Radio.
Thanks for having me. We'll see you in a couple of months. Thanks, Keita. Appreciate it. Nice meeting you.
Okay, and that's it for this edition of Travel Itch Radio. Tune in again next week, same time, same station, same writers, same announcers. We'll travel to Omaha and hear about its great railroad legacy. Now, this is Dan Schlossberg speaking, also for my friend and co-host Keto Roberts, saying thank you for your time this time. Until next time, good night.
Dan, you there?
I'm there. I'll call you in a second. We're still on the air. Okay. Thank you.